Chapter 12, 50th Anniversary. 50 years in Napa Valley. As 1998 dawned, the Trinquero family celebrated their 50th anniversary at Sutter Home. Impressive numbers attested to the continuing prosperity of their winery. 2 years before, production topped 6.7 million cases, and sales had jumped 24%. Capitalizing on the company's first national television ad campaign, an eye-catching new package, and the overall strength of the premium wine market. Even a minor market setback in 1997 didn't hurt the Trinqueros, with their wines recording solid double-digit growth. By their 50th anniversary, Sutter Home had become the fourth largest winery in the United States and the country's number one table wine brand, surpassing E&J Gallo, Carlo Rossi, Behringer, Robert Mondavi, and all others. The family had a state-of-the-art new winery in St. Helena, a new visitor's experience with the historic Victorian and tasting room, industry-leading educational programs, a thriving winery in Amador County, and plans to expand operations in Lodi. In 1994, Bob Trinquero had been recognized with Wine Spectator's Distinguished Service Award, and he was widely credited with demystifying wine and expanding the market for all wine producers. The family had become more than financially stable, and they had embraced a philosophy of giving back to their community tenfold. To commemorate their golden anniversary, the Trinqueros introduced an ultra-premium label they called M. Trinquero in honor of their father. The wines were made in small quantities, sourced exclusively from the family's increasing vineyard holdings in the Napa Valley, and targeted to upscale restaurants and fine wine shops. The anniversary project was a harbinger of big branding changes to come. Even though White Zinfandel's affordability had brought fortunes to the Trinqueros, its reputation had pigeonholed the brand as an inexpensive label. Eventually, the Trinqueros gave up trying to change the Sutter Home image. In 2000, they officially switched the umbrella company's name to Trinquero Family Estates, and they made increasingly better wines under new brands, establishing new images. M. Trinquero soon became just Trinquero, and eventually Trinquero Napa Valley, and the label made no reference to Sutter Home. Mary Trinquero lived to see the mom-and-pop winery she started with her husband 50 years earlier turn into one of the industry's most dramatic success stories. In 1999, as the decade and the millennium drew to a close, the family lost their beloved matriarch. Years before, when Mary had insisted on paying for a bottle of her own wine, the employee who'd taken her money tracked down Bob to ask if his mother understood just how successful the company had become. "She knows we've done well," Bob told him. "That's all she really wants to know, that the family has done well enough to take care of themselves." The Eve of a New Millennium. In time, the new millennium would bring its own unexpected challenges, such as the tragedy of September 11, 2001, and the resulting economic recession, increasing globalization of the wine industry, and a global wine glut, and widespread consolidation at the producer, distributor, and retail levels. As the next two decades surged forward, the family would encounter a rapidly changing industry, with all its tests and opportunities. There would be new avenues to explore, and difficult for any of the family to believe at the time, new, broader expansion to manage. "It seems like yesterday," says Roger. "It was probably around 1980, and my brother and I had just hit 50,000 cases in sales, and we thought that was great. We were standing out in front at Sutter Home, looking across the street at Louis M. Martini Winery, which had just sold 350,000 cases that year. And we said, 'Wow, I wonder if we could ever get to the point where we'd sell that.' And it wasn't shortly thereafter that we sold 100,000 cases. Then we were selling millions of cases. My dad and mom, if they'd lived, would not believe that so much good fortune could have come to us in such a relatively short period of time. I used to say at every growth point, That's it. I don't see how we can possibly get any bigger. And then we'd get bigger. I've stopped saying that now.